Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show, talking about domestic abuse, toxic relationships, being abused, and we're talking about how to rebuild yourself. So we hope that you have something you can write information down with, jot the information so that you may be able to refer back to it. And also, we're going to be giving you some phone numbers or some information to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And it's a digital service. And when you call for the first time, it's a one-time confidential contact between the caller and an advocate. And no identifying information is verified. Only if you want to continue to talk with them in the future, then you may ask them how you go about doing that, because when you call back the next time, they're going to want some information from you. But they have very strict consent to work with them and also a very strict ethics policy. So the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also go online and chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text, is the number to text, the word START, S-T-A-R-T. Text the word START to 88788. Now, while we're talking about rebuilding yourself, we're talking about your self-esteem, your confidence in one's own worth, all abilities, and self-respect. And once a person has been involved in an abusive relationship, physical, emotional, verbal, or psychological, you're going to have to acknowledge the fact that this has happened to you. And there are times that what you've gone through has to go over and over in your mind. But what you have to do is realize and accept that this is what has happened to you so that you may on and regain self-control of yourself through your self-esteem. So we've already talked about not telling yourself negative thoughts. So what you have to do to rebuild yourself is to engage in self-care. You have to now be concerned about taking care of yourself, because it's very important to take care of yourself as you go through the healing process. When you begin to take care of yourself, your needs, you will realize that you have more energy, support, and you'll be eating enough nutrients to overcome the struggle that you are facing. Embrace more of your wants and desires. You may have forgotten your likes, your dislikes, your passions, your hobbies, what you enjoy doing. But to begin the healing process from your emotional abuse, you have to rediscover who you used to be and who you want to become is very important. As we started off going down this line of talking a couple of weeks ago, we asked you to write down information about yourself, your likes and your dislikes. Oftentimes, people who have experienced emotional abuse can carry excessive shame, when it comes to being their authentic self. So now is the time to regain yourself so that you may be your authentic self. All before you were doing things to satisfy your abuser. And part of the healing process, as we've already mentioned, is caring for yourself. When you're in an abusive relationship, it doesn't take long to lose sight of what a healthy, normal lifestyle looks like. Low self-esteem is one of the hallmark consequences of emotional abuse. And this happens to the victims because they are led to believe they don't matter or they aren't valuable. And when someone can have someone else feel like they don't matter or that they are not valuable, it puts you in a very low self to feel good about yourself. You don't think that you can complete tasks. And you don't think that you have any worth to yourself. So the show that we've been doing for the past couple of weeks is to bring us out of this state and to rebuild a positive outlook on oneself. So you want to begin and start treating yourself like you are valuable. And once you do that, you will begin to feel that you are valuable. Begin by trying to go back to some of the things that you used to do. Maybe you used to exercise, or maybe you enjoyed cooking if you were the person that exercised. What type of exercise would you enjoy most? And then remember, whatever you decide to do in exercising, it is entirely up to you to do something that you love doing. The exercise releases a hormone called endorphins feel happy or feel good about themselves. The endorphins are responsible for regulating our moods. So doing exercise will help to reduce if you're feeling bad, and reduce if you have depression, and it'll also reduce if you have the risk of developing depression or being depressed. And also by exercising, it will help you sleep better. Also need to eat better. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Drink plenty of water. Don't skip meals. And make sure and get enough sleep. Try not to eat a lot of fast foods and processed foods because it can slow you down and make you feel very sluggish. Create a routine that gives you more control over your life and enough sleep. So we hope that you are taking in the information that we're sharing. And once again, that National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may also chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 888-788-788. We also want to talk a little bit about self-efficacy, just how do you feel about yourself? What is your belief in yourself and the ability that you have to succeed in a specific situation? What is your confidence level like? Feeling about how you can trust in something. We have the word confidence. It's about positively expressing your abilities to succeed or influence specific situations. Theme refers to the perception of ourselves. Do we like the person we are? What do we think about our strengths and weaknesses? Can we recognize our mistakes? And are we able to forgive our mistakes? As you'll find myself saying many times on many of the radio shows, radio blog talk shows, that you are not at fault for what has happened to you at all. You are not at fault. You weren't wearing a sign saying, "Here I am. Try me." You aren't doing that at all. So self-confidence is more about belief in ourselves and our abilities. A person can have belief in their abilities, but not really like their overall person, and that's your self-esteem. So we want you to have faith in your ability to be able to move on from being abused, so that when the thoughts come up in your mind, that you don't experience the same emotions over and over again. Because once you begin to acknowledge and accept the fact that this has happened to you, you will not feel those emotions that you felt during the abuse. The feeling of self-confidence can be very rewarding. And there are studies that show a variety of benefits with confidence. When people have confidence in themselves, they're more likely to live longer. Confident people are happier people. We're talking about rebuilding yourself. So what you want to do, continue to write down your strengths and your weaknesses. Look at what you want to change about yourself. We have 60 seconds left. And you want to start expressing to yourself that you feel good about yourself. That's something that you have to start doing and not have negative thoughts. So we're going to ask you if you can just check on the follow button that you may be notified of the next show. And then also feel free to leave a comment. And hopefully real soon in the future, we'll dedicate one entire show just for you to call in. Just for you to call in and express yourself with no identifying information needed. So we have about 5 seconds left. Thank you very much for listening, and do have a great day.